The demographics of Northwest Arkansas have changed a lot in the last 30 years. Statistics show in 1990, the region was 4% non-white. By 2022, it's expected to be 31% non-white. That non-white population is Latino, Asian, African American, and Pacific Islander. That shift was the basis for the announcement made by Engage NWA yesterday morning at the Jones Center in Springdale. Margot LeMaster is the executive director of Engage NWA.
When we look at our leadership in all sectors and at all levels, we need to be more closely aligned with the demographics of our community. We need everyone living here to be able to understand our local systems and how to access the services they need to fully participate at work, at home, and in the community. And we need to make sure that we can increase understanding of one another and be able to communicate across our differences.
That's why Engage NWA, which is part of the Northwest Arkansas Council, has launched a strategic plan aimed at ensuring the region is inclusive and welcoming to everyone who calls the area home. LeMaster says through input from 200 stakeholders, they've broken that broader goal into initiatives in the areas of economic development, government, civic engagement, safe and connected communities, and education. One of those stakeholders is Eldon Alec, the Consulate General for the Marshall Islands.
I'd like to see more Marshallese engaging in public offices and city councils, and I would like them to be seen and be represented. I think the more Marshallese that are working or that are in offices, the easier for the Marshallese to engage. But we are by nature we are shy people. We don't always participate in things.
Margarita Solorzano, director of the Hispanic Women's Organization of Arkansas, says she hopes the conversations happening in Northwest Arkansas are heard elsewhere in the country.
Hearing what we hear at the national level has a big impact in how the people, or especially the immigrant communities, perceive at the local community. So we hope these conversations will carry to the ears of our representatives. Our community is a working community. The Northwest Arkansas in Arkansas is benefiting from our work and from our input. So we want them to give that voice the ears of the president.
The key to the Engage NWA plan is working with city leadership and community organizations. Five of those were recipients of a Tyson Foods Community Cornerstone grant, including Canopy of Northwest Arkansas, which helps refugees navigate services in the region. Executive Director Emily Crane Lynn says they'd like to host monthly community orientation workshops.
We're not changing the world. We're just working with, a small group of people month by month to help them better understand the resources available in our community. But that's a tangible thing that's going to happen, that's going to advance this plan. And we have a timeline for how we're going to achieve those things. And that's exciting to me. And I know that there's lots of other actions that have been planned that are equally, as well thought out, and they're measurable.
Tyson also provided grants to the city of Springdale, Welcoming America, and the Teen Action and Support Center. The Engage NWA initiative is also getting funding from the Walmart Foundation.